All right. Do not forget, today, the unsportsmanlike conduct guys, John and Josh, will be at the Whiskey Roadhouse inside of the Horseshoe over there in Council Bluffs. And they'll be registering listeners to win a 10-person watch party for a significant game to be taking place on Sunday, February 13th.
Superb Owl.
Mm-hmm. So join them from 2 to 6 this afternoon / evening at the Whiskey Roadhouse inside of the Horseshoe in Iowa.
Walk right up to them. Give them your sports takes.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're on the air or not. Just start shouting takes at them.
Yep. That's how live remote broadcasts work. These guys are here. They know about sports. I'm going to yell my sports takes at them. Good idea and good advice. Four games this weekend. I asked you earlier, if I set the number at road team wins this weekend at 1.5, are you taking the over or the under?
As this station likes to phrase it, I like the undies.
If I told you that I'd take the over, and I'm still waffling here as we go into this goes to tell you what my confidence level in some of these games are. If I were to tell you that I can pick two, which two do you think they are? Two road winners.
You strike me as a Rams road winner. And Bills.
That's right.
Okay.
Those would be the two. We know each other very well.
Sunday. You got upset Sunday.
I think that's where I'm leaning right now.
ESPN.com front page would say Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Very nice. Well done.
You can take that. That's for free. Use it, ESPN.
Oddly enough, and this is the game that is getting the least run, and Cincinnati may be the hottest team coming in, or what people perceive to be the hottest team coming in. I feel most comfortable in the four about the Titans. And that is probably the opposite of music to Josh's ears, because as we know, we are either horrible jinxes as it pertains to the NFL playoffs, or just bad at this.
We did so both well possible. Picking games last weekend.
Both possible, to be honest with you.
But I also think you're a genius, Connor.
Yep.
A genius.
I like Tennessee.
How could you not?
And it's mostly because I feel like what's happening here is there is an enhanced sense of Bengals.
There's a smear campaign going on against the Titans. It's fair.
Yeah, there's a little something to that too. But I think people really, really think highly of the Bengals, that as if they've kind of arrived here. I'm not there yet with them. I've expressed some of my question marks this week about this team and Joe Burrow in particular.
Forgetting a lot of Bengals history very quickly. Mm-hmm. Bungles? Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone?
I still call them that.
Sorry, Chris.
I mean, Zach Taylor was going to get fired like 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take a road win in the divisional playoffs, or maybe even more than that, to get me to that point with Cincinnati. I like your Tennessee Titans on Saturday afternoon.
Football Outsiders worst number one seed since 1983.
Take that one to the bank.
Yeah.
Put that one in the trophy case.
Titans have used an NFL high 91 players this year.
Wow.
91.
They have been awfully beat up.
Yep. They're getting healthy at the right time though, Connor.
Mm-hmm.
That could I interest you in that?
Yes.
Could I interest you in
I'm a buyer on all these nuggets.
In a well-rested Derek Lamar Henry Jr.
That is of significant interest to me.
Since Halloween. Still sixth in the league in rushing. Big three of theirs have only played 120 snaps together.
Yes.
All year.
This is of great significance.
Play action. That's the Titans' weapon. That's what they ask Ryan Tannehill to do.
How many nuggets do you have?
I got a couple more.
Okay, good.
And I'm gonna go through them. 26 plays they ran play action with that big three of Julio Jones, AJ Brown, and Derrick Henry.
They scored a touchdown every time.
Oh, I wish. 12.2 yards. per play action play on that.
Mm.
And the last bet, the last nugget, spoiler alert, a mayoral bet has gone down between the mayor of Cincinnati and the mayor of Nashville.
Oh.
Skyline Chili versus Nashville Hot Chicken.
Uh-huh.
It's over, baby. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah.
Bend the knee to the king.
Yeah, that's not really close.
Derrick Henry.
I'm appreciative of what Skyline Chili is attempting to do. I get it.
That's a garbage food.
But.
From a garbage town.
Come on. Hot chicken? You kidding me?
You going to turn down a piece of hot chicken?
No.
For some wet spaghetti?
I am most certainly not. Chili spaghetti? No.
No.
I don't think so. Titans.
Playing keep away.
-3.5. Let's do it.
Defense. Let's get a pick.
Let's go to Green Bay.
Let's.
The frozen tundra.
Yeah.
The Packers are 5.5-point favorites.
Apparently anything under 40 degrees is the frozen tundra to Jimmy G.
At home against the San Francisco 49ers. Saturday night. You can watch it on Fox. And you can hear it.
On 1290 Coil.
On 1290 Coil.
Saturday games, 1290 Coil. You're going to want to remember that.
I am not going to overthink it. I'm going with Green Bay.
Yeah, it's very easy to talk yourself into San Fran.
5.5 is a dangerous number, though. That's where you start thinking a little bit. That number historically has not been favorable to the teams who are favored by it. I certainly think that the 49ers are what you would call a live dog here. Defense travels. But here's the deal. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to screw up. If there's one thing that I can bank on from this game, it's that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to screw up. He's going to screw up.
He screwed up last week.
He screwed up, but they were up 22-7.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't kill him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he screwed up a couple other times too. So you have to, if you're San Francisco, you have to minimize the screw-ups. Can you hold it to one screw-up for Jimmy G? And you have to have a lead at the time, because the screw-up is going to lead to something very, very bad, because these are the NFL playoffs, and there is zero margin for error. I got Green Bay.
I have Green Bay as well. I know we have seen San Francisco play Green Bay, punch them in the mouth very early, and the Packers wave the white flag at halftime. And in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that long ago.
I don't see that happening this time around.
Neither.
I think Aaron's a little more motivated.
I don't love the Packers. Like, I don't love Green Bay. But I think in this situation, you know, I feel relatively good about it.
I love the Packers only from the standpoint of I've watched them. They're the best, but I also know that the Packers always find a way to not get it done.
But not this week. That's next week.
Yeah, we can talk about that more next week.
Let's go to Tampa, where the Buccaneers are 3-point favorites at home against the Los Angeles Rams.
I don't love it.
2:00 Sunday. This is the NBC game. You can also hear it right here in 1620 The Zone. Rams +3.
I like the Rams money line.
Mm. Might as well. Tampa Bay feels like they've been skating a little bit. Little thin ice over the past couple weeks. They're still beat up. Sounds like they're getting Fournette back, but they were able to run the ball just fine. Two missing offensive linemen for this week. One very important one. And I don't want to minimize the, you know, loss of the center either, but
I feel like Aaron Donald might have some success against your backup O-line.
Yep. Parts of the backup O-line anyway.
Von Miller looked pretty good last week.
They got some guys.
I guess Monday.
Now, the question for them is, how many times is Stafford going to screw up?
Yeah.
This is the moment of the season. I don't know. Maybe plug your ears, John Bishop. I got the Rams.
Samesies.
Double plug your ears.
Oh, he's going to hate us. It's officially our fault.
And we finish off in Kansas City.
Are we going to agree 4 for 4?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
And which
makes for great radio.
Well, it not only makes for great radio, but it also makes for losing everything.
Yeah. We're going to go 0 for 4.
This is an early Sunday night kick, 5:30. Jim Nantz and Tony Romo.
Jim!
Did you see that?
They're playing football, Jim!
Jim! You could hear this both on 1620 and 1290. Chiefs are a 1.5 favorite against Buffalo. Give me the Buffalo Bills. In what I hope, if there's anything from this game, because I don't have a rooting interest, and it's so close, and both these teams were so impressive last week, and they have been really over the last couple weeks, I just hope this game is what we think it's going to be.
This is a game of the weekend on paper, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Maybe they're not the two best teams playing this weekend, but
I think they are.
Style of play, very aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
This should be
big quarterback matchup, good defenses. Like you have all the boxes that are being checked here.
I'm happy to report, Connor. We do not agree.
Oh, we don't.
I've got the Chiefs.
Okay. All right, we don't agree.
I've got the Chiefs winning.
Yeah, give me Buffalo. And then it's Josh Allen Fest for the entire next week as they head into the AFC title game against your boys.
I think the Bills knew how to game plan against the Patriots. They knew what to do, and they outmanned, overmatched that New England team.
Mm. Mm.
I don't think they're...
You think I'm giving them too much credit?
I don't think they're as good
as they
look. Oh,
they're definitely not that good, because that was like the best performance that I've seen in a long time.
But I hope this one delivers on paper. Super exciting.
So let's think about this real quick. If it plays out the way that I just predicted it plays out, the AFC title game is Buffalo heading to Tennessee.
Love it.
Does the NFL love it?
No, they hate that. Absolutely hate that.
And it's the Rams headed to Green Bay, which is fine.
L.A., market.
But like we could have had it could, I mean, it could be, and it still could be, obviously, Brady and Rodgers versus Burrow and Mahomes.
They would love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah, Tennessee Buffalo would anger quite a few people.
Yeah, Cincinnati Kansas City would be like a huge deal. Be a lot of Joe Burrow talk next week as if there isn't already. That's what I got. Follow the picks responsibly.
Take our advice. We got our picks wrong last weekend. Mm-hmm. We're due.
I have been right before, though. In my life. So to answer the road team questions, I'll take the over.
I will take the under.
Two road teams win this weekend. We'll take a break. We'll tell you what to watch. On the other side, before we get you off to unsportsmanlike conduct from the Horseshoe in Council Bluffs, that is up next on 1620 The Zone.